You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, God bless you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad to be here. We're glad to be here. We're glad to come into your cars, into your home, and to the Cypress audience. By the way, of the radio station, hallelujah, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Come on, it's about time for your miracle. Tag and share. Tell somebody. Call your neighbor, call a friend, tell somebody it's about time for your miracle. Something is getting ready to happen. Something is getting ready to happen. Listen, I'm so excited to be in the radio station this morning. Amen. We're going to do a word of prayer, but I'm going to come back. I've got a very special guest here. We've been talking about it. We've been praying about it. Now, God has brought it to your face, to your ears. Oh, what a voice. What a voice in the earth realm. Now, Father, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you for your glory. We thank you now, God, because you allowed us to come to the radio station, Father. Even now, Father, we pray now, God, as we are on this air today, Father. God, let somebody come to the foot of the cross and say, what must I do to be saved, God? Let a word come, God, that will change, Lord. Let a word will come to illuminate and lift them up out of where they at, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you now because you're omnipresent to do, God. Mm. We thank you for moving by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Sir. Amen. Listen, I have my good friend who's going to be with us. Remember, we told you about the night of royalty. We've been talking about it. He's here. He's here. He came in on last night. I don't know. I want to believe the plane brought him in here. I want to believe that. I want to believe that. And I'm saying that because he came rush. I don't know. I'm just going to let that stay right there. But we have all the way from Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Amen. My friend, my buddy, all the way from Chicago to Windy City.
Yeah.
Guess what? Apostle Dr. Ken Fuller. Come on around and tell the people. Tell the people how you go. Something's getting ready to happen.
Yep.
I feel a wind. I feel a wind. Yes.
How you want to do it? Okay. Hey, what's up, everybody? Listen, Apostle Dr. K here. Listen, I am beyond excited. As a matter of fact, I am excited for this, for the excited. Let me tell you this. I don't know what God is getting ready to do, but I promise you that God is getting ready to do something. And let me tell you this right now. For those who are going to be in the house, look, Apostle, I know it's royalty tonight, but I don't know if we want to wear gym shoes or come flat. I don't know what's getting ready to happen. But I'm telling you all right now that God is getting ready to do something. I'm excited about it. I'm thankful for the invitation. And listen, it's going down. I mean, that's all I got. You know, it's going down. We can try and put words to it, but I'm telling you right now, it's getting ready to go down. That's it. I'm telling you, it is getting ready to go down. Because let me tell you this, I believe that every sign, every miracle, I believe that every wonder that many of us have been experiencing, I believe that God is getting ready to do it, I'm telling you, on tomorrow night. And then the conclusion of the matter on Sunday. Oh! Yeah. The conclusion of the matter on Sunday. Listen here. I'm locked, I'm loaded, and the Holy Ghost is ready. I'm telling you right now. I'm locked, I'm loaded, and the Holy Ghost is ready.
Oh, we're excited. We're excited about what God is doing. We're so excited about it. Let me go ahead. I got so excited about it. We want to thank God for all of you tuning into the radio broadcast. Amen. Our elect lady evangelist, Benita Watkins.
Yes.
My wife, Dr. Watkins. Thank God for her. Our church mothers and all the elders and everybody, all the prophets, all of that make up the great congregation.
Yes, sir.
At the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. We are so excited about what God is doing. Listen, tomorrow night, come on, 6 o'clock on the dot, we will be at the Great Outdoors. It's called the Night of Royalty. Amen, the Night of Royalty. God has blessed us. He has kept us down through the years, and we're coming to celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrate what God has done in your life. Celebrate what you come over and what you came out through. God is going to, I believe he's going to do a great thing in this place on tomorrow night. The man of God is here. The man of God has a word in his mouth.
Come yes, on. Lord.
That would change, I believe, every situation of your life, every problem. Amen. Then, like you said, on Sunday morning.
Come on here.
Sunday morning at 11 o'clock sharp, we will be where? At the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple.
Come on. Yes, sir.
To hear the whole conclusion of the whole matter.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You think tomorrow night it's going to be something. But on Sunday morning, all roads.
Oh, yeah.
All sidewalks. All
oh, yeah.
curves lead to.
Yes, sir.
Come on here. 12:19.
Come on
come
here.
Come on here. 12:19. Where? The spot where who will be there? Oh, it's something when the apostles get together.
Yes, sir.
It's something. We've something. Come on. Apostle Dr. Ken Fuller will be in all the way from the Windy City of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Talk to us. Talk to us. This is you. I want yeah. you to tell us. Come on. Come on. We started something in the on our way here to the radio
yes, sir.
Station.
Uh-huh.
So you can't talk about God and don't get no response from.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's
yes, sir.
He's going to respond to you. So
oh, yeah.
one way or the other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, Dr.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I'm a believer that, that when you really trust the Lord.
Yes.
And that when you really trust God to do something, that God is not a man that he shall lie, and he's definitely not the son of man that he shall repent.
Yes.
And so I am a believer that when we respond to God.
Come on.
That God is getting ready to respond back to us.
All right.
I'm telling y'all right now, listen, for many of you that's been waiting for God to do
yes.
something, for many of you that has been waiting for God to show up, for many of you that has been waiting for God to turn some things around, I'm telling you all right now that it is getting ready to happen because he's getting ready to shift our mindset
Glory.
Into supernatural thinking. I'm telling you all right now, listen, don't come into place tomorrow expecting or trying to figure out who's dressed the nicest.
Yeah.
Listen, we need to come with a spirit of expectation.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it is a spirit of expectation. If you look at Psalms 34, watch this.
Yeah.
David sought the Lord.
Come on.
Y'all better come on, talk back to me. Yeah. David sought the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He sought the Lord because he was expecting God to do something. And so many are coming for the royalty night.
Yes.
But there are many apostles, I'm telling you right now.
Yes.
They are going to come with a spirit of expectation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That God is going to do something. And I'm telling you that God is up to something, that God is getting ready to do something.
Yes.
If you look at how hot it's been,
mm-hmm.
if you look at the things that are going on around the world, I'm telling you right now that God has given the man and woman of God, he's given us a word in our mouth
yes.
that is getting ready to release and is getting ready to free people.
Mm-hmm.
Things that have been held up for years. And this ain't just church talk.
No.
Listen to me. Things that have been held up for years. I'm telling you right now that somebody's getting ready to get their release,
yeah.
Apostle.
Yes.
Listen.
I believe it.
I'm not taking no for an answer.
Yes.
And listen, I'm not going to let go until God blesses us. But somebody is getting ready to get their release.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, you need to come tomorrow night.
Yes.
And you need to come Sunday in expectation of a release.
Yes.
And listen, for those who can't make it, we need to come with the spirit of the intercessor. Glory.
Yes.
The spirit of the intercessor that will intercede for those who can't come,
mm-hmm.
for those who can't make it. I'm going to tell you right now, you need to intercede for somebody else's blessing on tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, you have to. I'm
yes.
telling you. Listen, I'm just excited, Apostle.
Yes.
I am. I am excited for what it is
yes.
that God is going to do tomorrow night. And I'm excited about what he's going to do on Sunday.
Yes.
And I'm beyond thankful for the invitation. I'm telling you, wherever you are, come out.
Yes.
Listen. What did Apostle say? Hey, he said, look, it's number $60.
That's
come
all.
On. Listen. Come on out, and it's going to be a tremendous time in the Lord, you all. I'm telling you right now, come on out.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You can come on out. Listen, we got a good lineup. It's got a good lineup. Praise our God. We got singers. We got soloists. We got praise dancers. And with all of that, the word of God.
Oh, yeah.
We spend $60 ain't no money.
Yeah.
It's really no money. You break 100, it's gone.
Come on here.
Come on. But why not spend that $60 and come and just enjoy yourself? Not only enjoy yourself, but your spirit man get
yeah.
lifted.
Yeah.
Your spirit man get illuminated. Mm-hmm. And that'll be a life-changing. Come on, you don't want to miss this.
Uh-uh.
You don't want to miss this. Then you said, well, I can't get there. Well, Sunday. See, you got two opportunities.
Yeah.
Sunday. You come right on to what? 1219 South Street.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Evangelist Moses, Evangelist Carissa Moses is on the line. They're probably on their way coming in.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. People are coming in for a life changing.
Yes, sir.
A life changing. And this is going to be a different night of royalty.
It is.
We've been had it. We've been having them. But every round, this is different.
Yeah.
It's even in a new location. We're not even in the same location where we used to be yet.
Oh, God.
This is a new location. Guess what? The GPS. The GPS in the natural.
Yes, sir.
When you get off course, what does it say? Come on.
Yeah.
Rerouting.
Uh-huh.
So guess what? Your life, by the word of God, by the man of God, by the apostle, that that's coming out of his belly is going to reroute you.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to
me. You know what? And you know something that God, showed me to apostle?
Yes.
Is that he said that tomorrow is going to be a night of promotion.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, something that the Lord showed me, he said that tomorrow night is going to be a night of promotion.
Yes.
And so some will say, well, apostle already got a title, or, you know, already got money, or already have accolades, and, you know, I already have degrees and all that. But I'm telling you right now that tomorrow night is going to be a night of promotion. What I mean by a night of promotion is that God is getting ready to elevate our thinking. Listen to me. We don't need to be elevated in titles and money and all that, because you can be elevated with titles and money and notoriety, but you can have thinking.
Yes.
And so what I'm telling everybody, listen to me, that tomorrow is going to be a night of promotion. And I'm going to tell you right now that you will not be the same.
Come on here.
I'm not telling you that because that's the thing to say. I'm telling you that because this is what the Lord had given me, that you will not be the same. I'm telling you, tomorrow night is a night of promotion. You won't think, listen, you won't think the same. You won't see things the same. And if you do, guess what? Some of us just like being where we're at.
Yes.
But I'm telling you right now that for those who are going to tap into this word tomorrow, and it is a word of elevation.
Yes.
Because it is royalty night, right?
That's it.
You know?
That's it.
It is a word of elevation. I'm telling you right now that God is getting ready to elevate your thinking. Listen, being the borrower, the borrower and not the lender is going on a long vacation. I'm trying to tell you right now.
Yes.
Every drought, I'm trying to tell you, every void,
hallelujah,
God is getting ready to fulfill on this royalty night. And listen, I'm excited to be a part. I am locked. I'm loaded with the word. And let me tell you this. If I go empty, I got a backup clip. You better come on. Listen, I'm just going to reload.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you right now that God is getting ready to do something.
Yes.
And I am so excited. And listen, you ever been pregnant with something?
Yeah.
You know, and you just felt yourself getting about to give birth?
Yes.
Let me tell you all this, y'all. Dr. K got labor pains right now.
Yeah.
I got labor pains.
Yes.
And listen, I don't know where the place is at.
Yes.
But I almost want to go ahead and spend the night there. And listen, start hooking me up.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you right now, that word is going to get released on tomorrow night.
Yes.
And I'm just excited about Apostle.
I am.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And as you said, you got to come expecting. I know we're going to be dressed up. And I know this. Because guess what? We are royal priesthood.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're royal priesthood. We're king's kid.
Yes, sir.
We belong to the Most High.
Yes,
no matter what we're going through, guess what? You're still royalty.
Yeah.
No matter how things look, you're still royalty because God says you are. God said it, not man.
Wow.
Man can give it to you and man can take it away from you. But God said you're royalty.
Yes.
And I believe within my heart, like Dr. Fuller has said, when you come tomorrow night,
yes, sir,
you come in expecting God to do something within you.
Yes, Lord.
No matter how you look on the outside.
My God.
But when that word comes,
yes, sir,
and it transforms you, come on here, into
my
what
God.
You're actually supposed to be walking in and believing.
Yes, sir.
Because faith comes by hearing.
And hearing.
And hearing by the word.
By the word of God.
You got to hear a word.
Yes, sir.
A life-changing word.
Yes, sir.
Come on. We going to places, but are we really hearing a word?
Yeah.
To change our life situation.
Yes, sir.
That we're in.
Mm-hmm.
The word makes a difference.
Yes, sir.
The word works.
Yes, sir.
If we work the word and apply the word.
Yes, sir.
And I believe these two, this one night and one day, God is going to change your situation if you can only believe.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm reminded, Apostle Ken, I'm reminded how they took the man and laid him at the gate.
Yes, sir.
A beautiful, and he expected alms of everybody that went in.
Yeah.
And here come Peter, James, and here come the men of God, the apostles.
Yes, sir.
Here they come. But he looked upon them, and he was expecting something to receive from them. But oh, it is a silver and gold
have I none.
But such as I have,
I give.
Give I unto thee.
Yes, sir.
And this is what's going to happen on tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Apostle is here. He's here in the city. He's here in the city of Cocoa.
Yes, sir.
And we're right here at the radio station.
Yes, sir.
You might be down the street. And you might say, well, I need to get to the radio station. I believe if you come here now, too, you'll get an impartation.
Yes.
And I believe if you're listening, you'll get an impartation.
Yes.
I believe if you knock the door, you get an impartation. Anything is going to change. Everything is going to change.
Yes.
Guess what? Again, we're here in the radio station. Dr. Fuller, come on.
You know what? And one of the things that the Lord showed me, you know how in Jeremiah 29:11, mm-hmm. right? There's a word in Jeremiah 29:11 where the prophet says these words. He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you,
yes, sir.
Saith the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thoughts of peace and not of evil.
Yes.
And to give you an expected end."
Yes.
God told me that our spirit of expectation is getting ready to change after this weekend.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you, because in the conclusion of the matter, one of the things that we're going to learn as the people of God is that you should never, ever expect anything
Hallelujah.
That God doesn't expect for you. Listen to it. Go run.
Glory.
Listen. I'll wait here for a moment while you go run and shout.
Glory.
But he said that don't expect anything that God does not expect for you. You know, I was going to wait until tomorrow, but let me tell y'all this. Let me tell you how I know God is up to something, all right? Y'all listen. People, and I'll just share this right now. But last night, I had received a text or a call that my daughter passed out at the game last night, Apostle, while I'm here.
Wow.
And I had received the call and I received the text that my daughter had passed out. And I was in communication, you know, back and forth. And I was even asked, you know, well, Apostle, do you think you need to fly back home? And, you know, the Father in me said, yes. But the God and the Holy Ghost in me, who believe God to be a healer, and who really believe that I'm on a godly assignment, I say, you know what? I just remember what Solomon said. Where he said in Proverbs 2, where he says, Trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
With all thine heart.
Yeah.
And he says, lean not unto your own understanding. But he says, in all thy ways acknowledge who? God.
Yes, sir.
And here's the good news. Get your shout here. He says that he will direct our path.
Mm-hmm.
The most dangerous man or woman, I say this all the time, the most dangerous man or woman is a man or woman of God who becomes the owner of their own understanding.
Yeah.
And when God owns your understanding, you don't expect anything that God does not expect for you.
Yes.
Now, the Father in me said, well, give Apostle Walker a call and say, you need to fly back.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really believe God. And so I spent some time with the Lord last night. I spent some time with him early this morning. And I got it. And listen, I got the news that all the tests came back fine.
Praise
and God. That she's going home the rest.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell y'all here. When you are on assignment for God, he will put any and everything in your path to try and distract you from what it is that God wants for you.
Exactly.
Listen, he will try and put any and everything in your path to try and even take you off that assignment.
Yes.
But because I walk in a spirit of expectation,
mm-hmm.
and this is one of the many things I'm getting ready to release, because I walk in a spirit of expectation, when we walk in the spirit of expectation, we can never ever expect anything that God does not expect for us.
Come on,
so I'm telling you right now, our expectation, listen, is getting ready to change,
mm-hmm.
okay? Listen, Maybe you went for the job and you didn't get the job, or you didn't get the promotion.
Yeah.
But maybe because of your expectation that God's getting ready to have you to own. Y'all better come on here.
Yeah.
Now listen, he's getting ready to have you own the business.
Yeah.
Maybe you went for a loan and you didn't get the loan. But maybe, you know, God wants you to have the whole bank. Right. I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you this right here. Listen to me. Our expectation is getting ready to change. And as we walk in this level of spiritual boldness, we can never, ever expect anything glory that God does not expect for us. And listen, I'm so happy that my daughter's going home this
morning.
Y'all, but listen here. I'm trying to tell you right now. Listen, the songwriter says that I never, ever lost. Y'all better come on here. She says that. She says, I never, ever lost my faith. I never lost my praise. I never lost my joy. Yeah. I never, ever stopped believing God for and at his word.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I am thankful to God because another victory.
Yes.
It belongs to Jesus. And listen here, devil. All you did was infuse and activate me for tomorrow. Listen here. I wish I had a sew-in. Yeah. Because by the time I get finished, listen, my sew-in ain't gonna fall out. I might be out my shoes. I don't know what God's getting ready to do. But I know that God's getting ready to do something. Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Yes.
I'm telling you, God is a healer.
Yes.
He is a healer. I'm telling you right now. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. You know, Apostle, when you were talking about, I thought about, you know, how the enemy comes to throw you off guard, like you said.
Yeah.
When Jesus was after he had came off his fast 40 days and 40 nights.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says that he was led into the wilderness.
Yes, sir.
To be tempted of the devil. And the Bible says that Satan said unto him, if thou be the Son of God,
come on,
these stones to be made bread.
Yes, sir.
Jesus came back with word. And like you did, you came back with word.
Yes.
You got to come back with word to that rascal.
Yes, sir.
To let
him
know you're not going to take me, of course.
Mm-mm. No.
Because of the attack.
Mm-mm.
See, I tell a lot of people, when assignment has to be fulfilled.
Yes, sir.
Appointment can be canceled.
Mm-hmm.
But assignment
has to be fulfilled.
No matter what.
Yes, sir.
You got to be like Nehemiah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the wall.
Yes, sir.
And I'm doing a great work. And I can't come down.
I can't come down.
Pass me a brick.
Come on here.
Come on. See, because the enemy tries to come.
Yes, sir.
To bring destruction.
Yeah.
He tried it back then. He's still trying it today.
Yeah.
Remember when Jesus told the disciples, said, get in the boat and go over to the other side?
Yeah.
Let us go to the other side?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what happened? The wind.
Mm-hmm.
The waves. They tried to knock against
him. Yes, sir.
But when God speaks a thing,
my God,
I don't
Lord.
Care what kind of wind is blowing. When God calls and decree a thing,
my
I don't
God.
Care what the enemy is trying to say.
Yes, sir.
Stay focused. Because God is up to something.
Yeah.
Something's getting ready to happen.
I'm telling you.
People of God, don't miss it. I feel the power of God. Don't miss it.
I'm telling you.
Don't miss tomorrow night. Our time is getting close. And I want the men of God to spend much time on the air talking to some. Because you might not come.
Yeah.
There's a clarion call in his voice.
Yes, sir.
There's a clarion call upon him for this time.
Yes, sir.
So you can hear me anytime on the air, but this man of God is here, and I give him the flow. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know something? I'm also really, really believing God that this weekend and our time together will really help to change the trajectory. Or the status quo, if you will, of the body of Christ.
Yes.
Okay? Get ready.
Hallelujah.
People have not given up on God, but they've given up on the church.
Come on.
Listen to me.
Yes.
People have not given up on God, but they have given up on the church.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that God shared with me is that in this world tonight, in this, matter of fact, let's call it a royalty weekend. In this royalty weekend, we are going to give credibility back to the body of Christ. I'm telling you this right now. So much credibility where we're going to see men coming back to the body of Christ. Yeah. Because in a lot of ministries now, we see where the women are outnumbering the men. Where are the men at?
Yeah.
You know, where are the men that are going to take their rightful place? And one of the things we don't realize is that when men are not in place, the enemy really, really steps in place even more, right? And so we're going to bring credibility back to the body of Christ, because again, people have not given up on God, but they have given up on the body of Christ. And I really believe that this impartation that's getting ready to take place this weekend. Notice some people say, well, you're coming to preach the word or you're coming to minister a word. But I believe that this word is a word of impartation.
Hallelujah.
Both days. It is going to be a word of impartation. Get away from your printed program.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it is that the Lord is going to do. I don't know, listen, how he's going to move. But I know that God is getting ready to do something. I know God is up to something. And I'm telling y'all right now, get ready, because I'm trying to tell you right now, I didn't come here to play.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I didn't come here to play. Yes. You know, and one of the things about Dr. Fuller is that I love God. I love his people. And listen, I did not come here to play with nobody. But listen, I'm coming here because I know for a fact that I'm on assignment. I know for a fact that there is something that God wants to do. And I'm telling y'all this right now. We're not asking for the church back. We're taking it back.
That's it.
By any means necessary. And we're going to do that by standing flat-footed, preaching Jesus, preaching the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling y'all right now, every stronghold, listen to me, it is getting ready to come down. Because I'm telling y'all something right now, that God wants his church back. I'm yes. telling you, he does. He wants his church back, Apostle.
Yes.
I'm serious. We got to stop playing. God wants his church back. Yes. He does.
Listen, our time is come and gone. I got 1 minute left. 1 minute left.
God wants back a church.
God wants his church back.
That's it.
We're his people. We're his people. We don't belong to nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
We belong to him. Guess mm-hmm. what? And there's 1 minute left. I want you to know this. Tomorrow yes. night, 6 o'clock at the Great Outdoors, we will be there. We'll be there. Then Sunday morning, 11 o'clock.
Come on.
1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Right here. You know where we at. We're going to look to see you. We're going to look to see you. It's been a privilege and an honor today to come into your cars and to your home. And by the way, a Cypress audience. And with Dr. Ken Filler, all the way from Chicago.
Yes, sir.
The Windy City. Praise God. We want to thank God for you. Can you close us out right quick, Dr.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen. Again, tomorrow night, you all, we're looking forward to seeing all of you guys. I am so excited about your future, because I believe your best days are yet in front of you. Yeah.
Yes. All right. God bless you all. Our hearts and minds are clear. We're going to get ready to go. We got to get out of here. The engineer has already came here. Our time is up. Hey, guess what? I'll see you in the move of God.
Yes.
I've been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder. Mm-hmm.